This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Patiala town of Punjab today. The poll campaign is in full swing in the national capital. Political parties are leaving no stone unturned to attract voters through roadshows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. Today, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Dwarka area of West Delhi Lok Sabha. Senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal held a roadshow in Najafgarh area of West Delhi. Another BJP leader, Smriti Irani, also held a roadshow in Ashok Vihar area of Chandni Chowk parliamentary constituency. BJP leader and Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a roadshow in Rohini area of North West Delhi Lok Sabha seat. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a public meeting in Dilshad Garden area of Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. In Odisha, the high voltage campaigning in all the 6 Lok Sabha and 42 assembly constituencies is going in full swing. The polling will be held in Sambalpur, Kyonjhar, Denkanal, Puri, Bhubaneswar and Cuttack Lok Sabha constituencies. 42 assembly seats will also go to polls simultaneously. In Sambalpur, senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan is pitted against BJD Organization General Secretary Pranab Prakash Das and former MP Nagendra Pradhan of Congress. AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has claimed that this time the Lok Sabha elections is not being fought on what he called Narendra Modi factor, but on local issues that impact daily lives of common people. They include inflation and unemployment. In an interview to a Hindi daily, he criticized the BJP over alleged misuse of central agencies against opposition leaders. He also alleged that the BJP is also trying to abolish reservation. He listed out his government's initiatives in Delhi, including Mohalla Clinic, free electricity, and improvements in government schools. The Chief Minister claimed that his party will fulfill guarantees if INDIA bloc is voted to power. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, has recovered all 6 bodies today from the capsized boat in the Ujjaini Reservoir in Solapur district of Maharashtra. Among the recovered bodies are 3 men, 1 woman and 2 children, while 1 person had managed to swim to shore when the accident occurred on Tuesday. In Ladakh, the Border Roads Organization's BRO project, Vijayak, in Kargil, has successfully utilized the indigenous RejuPave road construction technology. Developed by the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Central Road Research Institute, under the Ministry of Science and Technology, RejuPave was used to construct high-altitude bituminous roads in low and sub-zero temperatures on the Dras-Umbala-Sanku Road, located in Dras, the world's second coldest inhabited place. Buddha Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. The people of Nepal, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka also celebrate the birth anniversary, organizing several events and symposium on the relevance of Lord Buddha's teachings in the modern world. Severe heat wave conditions are very likely to continue in north and central India for the next few days. The IMD has a consistent red alert issued in the northern states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 3 to 4 days. In table tennis, the Indian contingent will begin their campaign in the first rounds of the WTT contender in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.